Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about brain core neurofeedback, and we have a special guest with us, Leanne O'Neill. Welcome, Leanne. We're glad to have you here today. Leanne is owner of Brain Core Neurofeedback of Indiana, and Brain Core is actually integrated within the Prather Practice, and we're going to talk about that today. Dr. Prather, why did you bring Brain Core Neurofeedback into the Prather Practice?
Well, one of the things that I've always tried to do is to develop a holistic practice, you know, something that's covering all the different areas of healthcare. And the brain, of course, is an integral part on how the body works. It's sort of the command center. So, you know, getting that working properly, you know, balanced. The whole thing that we're about in our office is developing homeostasis and looking at the entire body on how that homeostasis actually works. And there is an optimal brainwave production, shall I say, that is most benefit for the patient and has a huge effect on the health. So realizing that, that is something that actually early in my office that I was looking in on trying to incorporate. It is a very demanding and a very difficult area to study. You know, there's an awful lot involved in that. And one of the things that kept me from doing it was the time commitment that it would take someone to really learn how to do it and do it properly. So we didn't want to bring it in and then not do a good job on it. So from a very early perspective in developing my practice, you know, getting that into our practice eventually was something that I was looking for. And lo and behold, I had a patient who decided, you know, that was something that for personal reasons and just as a service to the community, wanted to get into and developed and, you know, got very proficient at it. And bringing her into the practice was just a no-brainer, you know, working with us. She had a good understanding of what we were doing in here, had the same philosophy, and she has a skill level that's very difficult to find. So it just was a natural fit.
Great.
Thank you.
And Leanne, well, why did you get involved with brain core therapy from the beginning?
Well, as the doctor just mentioned, we needed it personally for our family, and we were looking for a true health solution, specifically for our son. And at the time, it seemed like our world was turned upside down. We didn't exactly know what was going on. Now with my training and what I understand about the brain, it all makes sense, but at the time it didn't. So to backtrack here a little bit, science will tell us that insomnia is not inherited. I would tell you, I think that it really can be. There's no one on my husband's side of the family who knows how to sleep properly. And we saw that early on with our son. And we thought we had it well managed. At that time, I was a stay-at-home mom, good nutrition, stable home environment, and we felt like we had that managed pretty well with him. But now, knowing what I do about the brain and insomnia, it generally will migrate into either anxiety and debilitating panic attacks, or it will go into chronic pain and fibromyalgia. And for some unfortunate people, it will do both. Now, for our son, at the point that he hit the growth spurt puberty years, it started going into that anxiety and then into the debilitating panic attacks. And at that time, we were seeking out all the top specialists we could think of in Indiana to go to. And unfortunately, they weren't offering true health solutions. They were offering a drug management therapy and talk therapy for the rest of his life. We made the very difficult decision to put him on some drug management, but knowing that that was just for a short period of time, that that wasn't a true health solution, and continued to search for the right answer, and found out about neurofeedback at that time here in Indiana. What we needed for him wasn't available. We had to travel out of state, but it was completely and utterly life-changing. Mm. And at the point we returned to Indiana and caught our breaths collectively as a family, I just started feeling very convicted that it needed to be available here, and that I didn't want any other parents or families, individuals to go through what we did.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm. Wonderful story. And then you went from that to get the training yourself.
Yes, and that was a little bit kicking and screaming. So I never really envisioned this as a career path. But like I said, I felt very convicted about it, and so much so that I called Dr. Guy Annunziata, the doctor who developed the specific brain core system, and told him about the success with our son, and really felt like he would say, oh, well, thank you very much, and that would be the end of it. And instead, he said, how fast can you get on a plane? I want you trained. I want this in Indiana.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago now.
Uh-huh. And you've been here in our practice about a year and a half?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, and I think one of the big things on this is something that, you know, the developer and Leanne have a passion for. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't just a career. This is actually a service to humanity that really felt that this needed to be out there. You know, there had been a lot of research that had been done, but really that research on the brain waves and how that can help people really wasn't being presented to the population. You know, so there was a tremendous amount of a gap there. And, he just took a opportunity to develop this and be able to get into a system that can be presented to people. And, kudos to Leanne for mm-hmm. getting it here into Indiana, because I know I wanted to see that here, but with everything going on, couldn't really manage to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dr. Prather, what benefits does brain core neurofeedback bring to the patients here at the Prather practice that you've seen?
Well, you know, we're all about homeostasis, and the brain waves have such an incredible effect on people's health and well-being. You know, there are so many different types of aspects that, you know, we are involved in balancing out the physiology. We're all about getting the nervous system working correctly, about the alignment and the effects on that. But this is one of the ways that you can directly affect the brain waves themselves. And if those are off, then it's constantly going to be sending wrong signals to the physiology of the body. Mm. So it's, again, just one of those aspects of really getting that change in the brain where everything is back to a normal functioning. And it can be life-changing. Mm-hmm. You know, the course of so many people's lives can be changed by what we've been able to see on the neurofeedback, and learning, the whole mental condition, pain levels, that can be very, very definitely changed along those lines, and just an integral part of what we feel our practice is all about. And it's a drugless therapy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We don't have the side effects that are associated with this. And this is a true cure. Mm. It's not just a masking. So very excited about Have It. I can't tell you how many patients I encourage to do it. And the ones that do really are getting amazing results from it.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the different conditions that are helped through brain core therapy. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus, we've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. Stroke. Post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that. Mm-hmm. Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture. Mm.
So when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school. Mm. You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she takes, she was going through the whole CPA program. Mm-hmm. To get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test or
yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about brain core neurofeedback, and we have Leanne O'Neill, who's owner of Brain Core Neurofeedback here in Indiana, and is part of our practice and integrated within our Prather Practice here. And Leanne, what conditions are helped by brain core therapy?
Oh, it's a long list. Uh-huh. So the most common ones are the attention deficit disorder, as I mentioned, like with our son, anxiety disorders, panic attack, adoption-related disorders, addiction disorders, autism, brain injury, so that would include the post-concussion syndrome, depression, dyslexia, fibromyalgia, insomnia, I believe I said, post-stroke disorders, and more. So anything with a neurological base can really be helped with neurofeedback. And we have over 40 years of peer-reviewed university-based research that has demonstrated the efficacy of this type of therapy.
Mm-hmm. And that is quite a list. And I know, I don't know if you mentioned migraines is another, right?
Oh, headaches, absolutely.
Migraines. Yeah, yes. Very helpful. And
I've actually had two clients have come to me from having first gone to the Head and Neck Institute in Ann Arbor, Michigan, suffering horribly with migraines. They didn't know each other. I don't know how they found me, but they both came at the time they were both women. They had left that institute, still having one, five different medications, another one, seven, still suffering with migraines, very life debilitating. And today, both of them are off all of their medications and are migraine free.
That is wonderful. Yeah. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I know you probably have lots of stories, you know. I was just thinking one recently that you've been seeing with insomnia. She's been suffering from insomnia for years and now able to sleep through the night and function. And she's an attorney and needs to be alert and, you know.
Yes, and I have several attorneys actually
what
suffering with insomnia. their minds are always working, and I can say that. My husband's an attorney, and he suffered very much from insomnia as well. And like the one client that you referred to has had amazing success with it. My husband didn't do neurofeedback until in his 50s, and today he can take a nap on a Sunday afternoon if he wants to. He can fall asleep on an airplane. He wakes up without the alarm. He doesn't snore anymore, and I'm not sure the correlation there, but that is wonderful benefit.
That is actually, you know, understanding the physiology of that has a lot to do with it. You know, if
he's getting the deep REM sleep.
Yeah, he's getting into that deep REM sleep. If you never go into that, then you really can never renew your body. And then that snoring is just a sign of really not getting into that sleep, deep sleep. The body's trying to get into it. It's just not accomplishing it.
Yeah.
So he's like being married to a new man.
You actually like sleeping with him now.
Right.
So if you're listening out there, you're married to a new man.
You don't need marriage counseling. You need neurofeedback.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about all the different types of things. And yeah, one of the things I would like to point out, just as I was saying, now, if you've also been through, you know, different types of trauma to the body, and one of the things is post-cancer treatment. You know, I mean, when you've gone through chemo, there's an awful lot of things that occur on that. And one of the things they talk about is the chemo fog, because the chemo does actually change the brain waves, you know, on how that works. And people develop a lot of fibromyalgia, insomnia, different types of things along those lines. And it's the brainwave changes. So, you know, really anyone who's gone through cancer treatment, matter of fact, the reason I'm thinking about that is I was encouraging a patient recently. They were talking about a lot of their symptoms because they were coming in for neuralgia, you know, afterwards, you know, after going through the chemo. That's a very common type of thing that can occur. And I was also talking about the neurofeedback with them that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you don't think like you used to. And they say, oh, yes, you know, I just can't, I don't have the sharpness in my mind again. And so many people have gone through different types of traumas physiologically. You know, if you have any type of heavy metal toxicity, if you've gone through PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, through different types of things, all those things can change the brainwaves. And when they do, you're trying to get that back. But, you know, just really bringing that out, that people post-cancer treatment really should always get neurofeedback afterwards. Get their brain back.
Oh, absolutely. I'm asked all the time what causes a brainwave irregularity or brainwave dysregulation and the things you just mentioned, the toxins that are exposed to our bodies, is that's huge, or the any type of a, if we're in a fender bender or you water ski and fall, or I mean, all these things that even are just part of our daily lives, a lot of the sports and little bumps that we don't send us to the hospital, not classified as concussions, that can cause dysregulated brainwave patterns. This is such a perfect fit here. I highly recommend people have chiropractic adjustments as well because of the subluxation of the spine. Mm-hmm. That can right there cause dysregulated brainwave patterns. And it's important to look at the whole body and do things like the hair analysis and mm-hmm. those things mm-hmm. incorporated with the neurofeedback.
Yeah. And I think of, you see a lot of kids with ADHD that have been diagnosed, you know, with ADHD, and their parents want to find a drug-free option. You know, maybe they've gone that route like you had, and what kind of results have you seen with them?
Oh, that's amazing results with that. And it's always my goal that the clients would be able to live their lives in a true health manner, free of drugs. These drugs are have many side effects, and when I do the initial testing, the QEEG, to see how the brain is operating in the brain waves, you can see the effects of those drugs on the brain. So it's always wonderful to be able to help these not just children but adults who suffer with ADHD to be able to titrate off their medications in a safe manner mm-hmm. when their brain is being fully restored to how it was intended to work. So mm-hmm. people with neurofeedback has been proven to increase your IQ and helps with focus and attention, and I incorporate an at-home support device, an audiovisual entrainment device, and I tell all my students to make sure they use it during the mornings before mm-hmm. Taking exams, and it helps with memory recall. Mm-hmm. It's a very fulfilling part of the business, working with ADHD. And
mm-hmm. And we can see it here in the office when those clients come in, you know, and as they're progressing through Brain Core, just what we see out in the reception area, you know, not as much fidgeting and not
exactly.
as much
and I hear from parents all the time. I mean, parents are always happy about the school results and the report cards improving and that, but the other thing, and I think just being a mom that I love to hear, is when the parents share how it's helped them in their relationships within the family mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah,
there's a tremendous amount of frustration on the kids' part when they can't think correctly, you know, and that frustration can wind up into a lot of different types of behaviors that aren't good for them. You know, it's just amazing because I get the you know, the kids in here that we've referred over there and kind of seeing how they're doing, and you know, it's just they're happier children, mm-hmm. you know, because they're more able to accomplish and do the things that they want to do, and you know, great results with the parents and with the teachers.
Okay, well, great. I want to let our listeners know that they can go to braincoreindiana@gmail.com and contact Leanne. And I know, Leanne, you're always on the phone with people, you know, talking about answering any of their questions, because this is a new concept. But we'll be right back. We'll be talking about what a patient should expect to happen during a Brain Core therapy session.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available.
TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy it. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. Was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking today about BrainCore Neurofeedback of Indiana, and we have Leanne O'Neill with us, owner of BrainCore here in Indiana and integrated here at the Prather Practice. And Dr. Prather talked about why bringing in the neurofeedback has been so important to our care here. And I loved when you said, Leanne, about, you know, brain core neurofeedback is restoring the brain, you know?
Yes.
That's, you know, we here want to restore health, and the brain is such a big part of our health, you know? And I think that's becoming more and more prevalent. We're seeing that more. But, Leanne, what is neurofeedback?
Okay, well, very simply put, it's exercise for our brain. It is a learning modality, and it's the process of retraining brainwaves into healthy patterns using modern technology is mm-hmm. what we're doing. It's painless, drugless, it's non-invasive. Neurofeedback literally means brain and input. So the brain is being monitored and input is being given instantly.
Mm.
So as we monitor the brain waves, we're looking for irregularities and then we guide the brain waves back into a healthy pattern. And we are perfectly and wonderfully made, mm-hmm. and our brains are very capable. They're not static. So with a repetition of this process, our brain learns to stay in healthy ranges without the aid of the computer. And the result is an improvement in brain regulation, which then in turn reduces or eliminates most neurological symptoms that we've been talking about, the ADHD and chronic pain and insomnia and migraines.
Interesting. And I like what you say here, your colleague says about brain waves and how they affect us. They're like one big Greek party, the alpha, the beta.
Yeah. Yes, a colleague of mine tells people we're one big Greek party. The four primary brain waves are alpha, beta, delta, and theta. And each of those are responsible for regulating the active and the subconscious aspects of our lives.
Mm, interesting. So you say you do a QEEG as your initial. Tell us just a little bit about that. That's the evaluation that happens at the first visit, correct?
It is. And like I said, everything is non-invasive and it's painless. Especially when I have the very young clients coming in to my clinic, I like to introduce myself and tell them there are important things they should know about me, and I don't like anything scary, I don't like anything that hurts, and I don't like surprises. And so I hope that puts them at ease, because the when you hear evaluation and you see the QEEG cap, it looks like a swimming cap with hard plastic sensors on it. And
sounds pretty cool to me.
It is. It has a beautiful rainbow color cord on it, but it can be a little off-putting to some young children. Uh-huh. Anyway, but the QEEG brain mapping is the process that we use to visualize inside the brain and to identify the irregular brainwave patterns. So the cap is placed on the head, and then our software captures the electrical impulses in the brain. And these results are uploaded into a database, which then generates a detailed report identifying the problem areas of the brain. And through that, we're able to have specific training protocols for you. Mm-hmm. And should probably note here that in July of 2013, the FDA approved the brainwave test to diagnose ADHD. And just a little bit before that, in October of 2012, the American Academy of Pediatrics released a report that is intended to serve as a guide for medical doctors. And that stated that neurofeedback is a level one best support treatment for ADHD, mm-hmm. as effective as medication, but without the dangerous side effects.
And that was the APA, the American yes. Pediatric Association. That's great.
Yes, and you can look that up online. October of 2012 is when that came out. And one of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Frank Duffy. He's a professor and pediatric neurologist at Harvard Medical School. And he stated, neurofeedback should play a major therapeutic role in many difficult areas. In my opinion, if any medication had demonstrated such a wide spectrum of efficacy, it would be universally accepted and widely used.
Mm. So the QEEG, and then you meet with them on that first visit after the QEEG to review it, which I think is really nice. You do that right on the spot.
I do, yeah. Yes.
We've done this with you with our daughter, which has been very helpful. And that was a great report. And we were able to see everything that was going on in the brain waves. So what should someone expect during a neurofeedback session?
Okay, during a neurofeedback session, it basically involves relaxing for 30 minutes while you watch a movie or listen to music of your choice. Now, while we know watching TV is not great for our brains, that is our best form of feedback that we have right now. So surface sensors are attached to your scalp. That is, they're monitoring your brain waves during the session. And when irregular patterns are detected, a response is triggered from the software that pauses the video or music. And when your brain senses the change, it will subconsciously modify itself back into a normal pattern to get that movie DVD playing again. With repetition of this process, your brain will learn to stay within those healthy ranges on its own without neurofeedback.
Mm, great. And I know I did one session to try it out. I think I listened to The Sound of Music and had to keep that going.
Yeah. So overall, the sessions, they last for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then the number of sessions you need depends on the individual, really. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Every person requires a different length of time to improve, but normally we see 20 to 40 therapies needed in total.
And you talked about you have a home unit, too, that you give them that they can use at home after their treatment's done or sometimes during their treatment.
Yes, it is an at-home support device. It's an audiovisual entrainment device. And that is different from neurofeedback in that the audiovisual entrainment device is more like taking a pill. It helps you in the moment.
Okay.
So it is It is like a tennis instructor who holds your arm and has you do the perfect tennis stroke over and over again. And then, so that would be the audiovisual entrainment device. So through lights and sound, we're able to bring our brain waves into the proper working order via that device. Mm-hmm. So then when the tennis coach lets go of your arm and says, okay, now you do it, mm-hmm. That's neural feedback. And that's what affects the permanent change. So the audiovisual entrainment device does not affect a permanent change. It's the neural feedback, but they work very well together. And the device that we use is amazing. It's the best on the market and has far-reaching benefits that I give training. I've done advanced training just on that mm-hmm. unit alone. Something I want to say here,
sure,
is that I think we're seeing on TV a lot in marketing a lot of do-it-yourself brain training, and I really want to caution people against that. There are things we can do that are very good to exercise our brain. We should all be doing those things, reading great literature with complex sentence structures and working puzzles and things like that. But mm-hmm. anything that is saying to train your brain or that will alter your brainwave patterns, do not do that without having a QEEG and knowing specifically what areas of the brain need to be trained and which brainwaves need to be trained. Mm-hmm. Because you can, just the same way you can teach yourself an improper golf swing or tennis stroke, you can do that with your brainwaves too. So you can actually make yourself worse, or you can bring on problems you never had before. Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
It makes sense. It does make sense. So apart from neurofeedback, what do you recommend for a healthy brain?
Oh, this is my soapbox, and proper nourishment. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about diet, I'm only addressing the brain. That's really all I know about at this point in life. Mm-hmm. And so very simply put, when you wake up in the morning, your brain asks your stomach, is there protein today for me to work properly? If the answer comes back no, your mm-hmm. brain does not ask again until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So every day that you start the day by not eating protein, you are working in an impaired state for your attention and concentration. So there is no amount of medication, parenting, school intervention, counseling that is going to correct an attention problem that's caused by nutritional deficiency. Mm-hmm. So the protein is absorbed by our bodies. It used to make neurotransmitters, serotonin, human growth hormone. We absolutely need it. Without sufficient protein at the proper timing, it's impossible for us to pay attention, control our actions, and regulate our moods. So everyone needs 15 to 20 grams by noon. When I got this information and fully understood it, I make sure everyone in my household has 20 grams first thing in the morning, so they don't have to think about it for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's very important. There was a movie that came out a few years ago. I think it was called I Bought a Zoo. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I think it's a tough movie. I'm not recommending people really watch it, other than in that movie, the father gets on to his adolescent son and asks specifically, did you eat protein mm-hmm. in the morning? And I wanted to stand up and cheer and say, okay, let's pause and rewind and explain this. And so to me, that was the best part of that movie. But I'd like to paint a little picture here. A child eats breakfast that has little, has no fat, little protein, and high glycemic index. So let's say a bagel with fat-free cream cheese. Blood sugar goes up, and then it soon crashes, which triggers release of stress hormones like adrenaline. Mm-hmm. At around 10 a.m., this child has low blood sugar, lots of adrenaline, and looks jittery, fidgety, and cannot pay attention. This looks like ADHD to the teacher. So it's extremely important what we're what we are ingesting, and that this is something that if we never meet in person, you can start today to improve your brain health.
So important. And that's why I love how you said neurofeedback restores the brain, you know. And I think this the whole thing on the brain is just starting. You know, we've been exercising our bodies and not focusing on the brain that controls everything. So,
absolutely.
Well, thank you, Leanne, very much. And I want to let our listeners know the website is www.braincoreindiana.com. And you can contact Leanne O'Neill at braincoreindiana@gmail.com. She would love to talk with you if you have any questions.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
I pray on Christmas, oh sweet Jesus, that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, sweet Jesus, the Lord will hear.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. I'm here today with Lexi Lacone and Bobby Hayden with Cardboard Box Ministries. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have both of you.
Thank you very much.
And I've known you both for a while now.
Yes,
and So, Bobby, let's start with you. There's an event coming up here in Indianapolis on December 19th called the Christmas Gift of Indianapolis. And, Bobby, you have been homeless in your past. And how does a guy like you that's homeless now started this event here in Indianapolis for the homeless?
Well, I was, in the year 2000, I found myself homeless in Los Angeles, California, living in a cardboard box. I was a heroin addict, and I stood on the side of the road every day and begged for money, And in the 80s, I was kind of a legend in my own mind because I was a musician, and we got on MTV for about 5 minutes, and that's when the party really started. And for lack of a better term, sex, drugs, and rock and roll took me to a very, very dark place. And I lived in this cardboard box in Los Angeles, Skid Row, for almost 8 years. And then by the grace of God, one day a man introduced me to Jesus, and I remember asking, I was praying for hope in the name of Jesus, and a few days after that, a man by the name of Mr. Esperanza, which means hope in Spanish, he came to me and he asked me to get on a bus and go to Phoenix, Arizona and rehabilitate. And I stayed in Phoenix for about a year. And my sister, who lived here in Carmel, Indiana, had been praying for me to resurface because I was missing for a long time. And finally, the people in Arizona contacted my sister. And a year later, she asked me to come back to Indiana. And in about 2008, that's when I met you and Mr. Prather. And I had been sleeping on the sidewalk for almost 8 years, and I remember Dr. Prather looking at my back, an x-ray one day, and he said, Bobby, your back is quite an aged back, and he realized that I realized, and everyone realized that I had some issues with the way I thought, and and you all helped me quite a bit, and I became a patient, and things started. I started to tick on all eight again, so I'm very thankful for that. So anyway, I got back to Indiana, and I started giving a guitar lesson, and my Christian walk, I started watering that seed of Jesus, and started performing my music again in churches. And I cut a new record, and I sent it around the country, and we were blessed with Christian TV telling my story. And then one day a lady in Dallas, Texas, saw us on a program, and she reached out to me on Facebook and asked me to come to Dallas, Texas to speak at a homeless convention. And I said, well, sure. So they flew me to Dallas, and I got down there on stage, and there was over 10,000 homeless people standing there while I sang America the Beautiful. And at that particular time of the event, they were honoring the homeless veterans of Dallas, Texas. And that boy in Los Angeles that introduced me to Jesus for the first time, he was a homeless veteran from Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
So I thought, wow, what is really going on here? So I built up a relationship with Operation Care International, and a year or so later, they asked Lexi and I to go to Israel. We did 21 events in 11 days, and we were joined at the hip, and they asked us to be ambassadors here in Indianapolis and have this event in Indiana, which would be Indianapolis. So we prayed about it, and I knew that it was quite a task. And one day Lexi came to me and she said, Bobby, the Holy Spirit is swaying me to do this Christmas party. And a couple days later, I got the nod from the Holy Spirit that she was right. And then we started praying about it, and then it just started happening. People got on board. And so this December 19th, at the Biltwell Event Center in downtown Indianapolis, we're having a Christmas party for the homeless. And actually, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Jesus.
All right.
And our ministry has partnered with Operation Care International, and the Biltwell Event Center has jumped on board, and Hoagland Catering and Prather Wellness Center, and just it just hasn't stopped. Delco Foods and DLORI Salon. We're going to give haircuts, and Lexi can tell you more about what's going to take place that day. But that's how a homeless guy that had no purpose and no chance of recovery, I just got out of the way and turned this over to God, and now we just travel to churches and shelters and prisons, and it just doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. So for us to be involved with this event is a no-brainer.
And this is the first time it'll be in Indianapolis.
Yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. There's been a lot of other cities that have contacted us and are interested in having this Christmas party for the least of these, like Jesus asked people to do. And it's December 19th.
Yep, from 10 to 3.
From 10 till 3.
Okay.
And all the other missions in town have partnered with us. Wheeler Mission, I have a little booth there, and the Julian Center. And there's just no end to this. It's just, it's time to go out and be the Great Commission. And it's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission.
And that's
what we're doing. But let Lexi tell you more about the event.
Okay, great.
I want to give you a little bit of a background. Operation Care International in Dallas, they have their Christmas party for the homeless every year, and last year they had 14,000 people. So if you can imagine that, this year we're expecting around 1,000. But God has given Susie Jennings, who is the leader of Operation Care, to have a birthday party for Jesus in all 50 states by the year 2020. And so that is when God put it on our hearts to bring it here to Indianapolis. And it's very exciting because we've already had 7 other cities that want to do one in 2016 now. Mm-hmm. And so it's very exciting to be a part of what God's doing in America. Mm-hmm. And this year, the birthday party for Jesus will be in Dallas, Texas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Sao Paulo, Brazil, in a city in Uganda. So it's not only gone national, it's gone international as well. Mm-hmm. And the initiative is to say happy birthday to Jesus on the same day at the same time. It's, mm-hmm. it's a unity. It's part of bringing all of the organizations together mm-hmm. for this common purpose, to serve the least of these in our community. And we want to create an atmosphere that will be an area where the homeless usually would be shooed away. We want to make them our guests of honor instead of the ones that are, you know, get out of here. Mm-hmm. They're always rejected. We take their humanity away because we think we ignore them and we think that they're not the same of us. They're children of God just like us. Mm-hmm. And so our heart is to bring communities together. Our heart is to show people that the homeless are approachable. Our heart is to serve these people.
Mm-hmm.
Wash their feet, give them new gifts, that whole thing, pray with them, just be their buddies. And we're going to be honoring the homeless veterans as well, which is just awesome, awesome.
You know, I'd like to just add this. A lot of the homeless around Indianapolis are in different areas, and there really is no way to advertise an event like this. And what this event is, it's a Christmas party for the homeless. We're also going to honor the homeless veterans of Indianapolis, and it's also for under-resourced families with children. And there's a lot of people that are homeless, but what they are, they're couch, they go from couch to couch, from friend's house to friend's house. And we want to include these people. And if you're hearing our plea today to Indianapolis and you want to help in a great way, you know these families without transportation that need a ride to this event. Take it upon yourself to ask, to go pick them up, to bring them to the event at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 19th. Come back and pick them up at 3 or 4. We're going to feed them. We're going to pray with them. We're going to wash their feet. We're going to give new tennis shoes, new socks. We're going to give them warm coats so we can keep them alive this winter. This is about keeping people alive this winter. We have sleeping bags. We have toys for the kids. This is their Christmas. So if it's on your heart, drive around that morning and tell people about this event. Tell the family down the street that's under-resourced, that there's a party they're invited to, that you're going to pick them up. People in churches, reach out. Be the church on the outside. Be doers of the word. Jesus said, what you do for the least of these, you do for me. This is a no-brainer, Indianapolis. God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me tell you what's on my heart today. And we expect to see everybody at the Biltwell Event Center December 19th at 10 a.m. We're going to have an opening ceremony. Like I say, we're going to honor the homeless veterans with a color guard. And it's just one big party that day for the least of these. And thank you so much from Cardboard Box Ministries.
We here at the Prather Practice are going to get involved mm-hmm. and in a small way. We're going to be collecting grooming kits.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, and people can go on our website at the Prather Practice to see what items are needed and bring those in. But how can other people get involved that are listening that want to get involved?
You can contact us on our website. It's ChristmasGiftIndianapolis.org, or we're also on Facebook, or our phone number is 317-324-8805. And just get a hold of us. It's everything will help you. Uh-huh. If you want to help, yes, please. We're looking everything from blankets to sleeping bags to lightly used coats to, like Ms. Prather said, personal care items. And just get a hold of us, and we'll make it happen.
Great. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to that, Bobby?
Well, we're having volunteer sessions every Sunday at Living Truth Church at 1 o'clock up until the event. And the week of the event itself, before December 19th, the Biltwell Center is accepting our donations. So you can actually drop off whatever you have to the event center itself. What's the address of the event center?
It's the Biltwell Event Center. It's a brand new event center that was opened this July, actually, and it's on the southwest side of Indianapolis by Lucas Oil. It's 950 South White River Parkway West Drive. It's a mouthful. Indianapolis 46221. It's just right by Lucas Oil, right off Kentucky Avenue. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know downtown too much till I started working on this project.
Oh, right. And if anybody doesn't want to go downtown to drop it off or live closer, mm-hmm. they can drop it here at the Prather Practice.
That'd be perfect. We also have our Carmel office, Cardboard Box Ministries. That's 10185 North College Avenue, and that's right here in Carmel if you're on the north side, but mm-hmm. it'd be perfect to drop it at Prather's as well.
Okay, let's go over again the website mm-hmm. and your address where they can drop that off.
All right, if you have any questions, contact us at christmasgiftindianapolis.org, spelled just like it sounds. Our phone number is 317-324-8805. And then an address, if you're on the north side, is 10185 North College Avenue, or you can drop it off at the Biltwell Event Center, which is the southwest side of downtown, by Lucas Oil. It's 950 South White River Parkway West Drive. And it's an old warehouse that's been turned into a beautiful facility. So just get a hold of us and we'll help you.
This again is the Christmas Gift Indianapolis 2015. The event is Saturday, December 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Biltwell Event Center. Thank you, Lexi and Bobby. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.